Hey, so I was just having a few little thoughts about the opening and the sonics of the bowls and things, and it just kind of reminded me of the first time that I found a spiritual center after a long time of seeing or feeling or thinking things that I didn't really quite understand or didn't really know. And I just remember that feeling of, it was like, oh yeah, I've found, I found where I fit, if that makes sense. And it just kind of got me thinking about sonics, and I know they're a little bit miles away, but it's like, well, one of the things that I do, or one of the things that I work with, is crystals. And crystals communicate to me on a frequency, or on a similar frequency, but as spirit, are not quite the same. And with the sound, it brings through one of those frequencies into the physical. Now, we're all vibrating or transmitting a frequency all the time. We have a sonic or a vibration in which we are transmitting, and we will generally receive energies that are the same. Or it's one of the reasons why we're all drawn to different music, or different music makes us feel a different way, because it's resonating with our stomachs. And sometimes when Kevin plays the bowls, I hate it. It's just that frequency is just not resonating with me at the time, and it's generally because there's an imbalance in that thing. And then after a while, if I listen to it, it will bring it into it, bring that balance with that frequency back into a balance. It's like I'm getting retuned or revibrated. And that's generally how crystals work, really, is as though they retune, and they, when you're using them for healing and that, they can communicate with you. So, what I was thinking about, or what I was thinking about, is that this isn't our first time that we've been here. And a lot of the times we talk of, when we're learning something, or we learn something new, or like when we come into a center, it's just like we have these light bulb moments where we just feel really, really energized, or really, really like, yay, I'm on the right path, or I'm in the right place. It's like, we actually plan these things before we come here. But like I said before, this isn't our first radio. And when we sometimes we'll be doing something, or sometimes we'll be learning something, and it's like, oh, I already know how to do this. Like, kind of like it, like in learning anything spiritual, not as learning, but remembering who we are. And as when we step into a sanctuary like this, it's like there's a familiar energy, there's that feeling, there's that frequency, is that I remember this. I remember this feeling, I remember this part of myself, and this is why it resonates so beautifully with ourselves. And sometimes we'll pick up a crystal, and it will be sending out the same sort of frequency, and it'll be like, oh, I remember this energy, I remember this feeling, and I would like to feel that again. And it's like when we're doing something that feels good, we want to do it more. It's like, it's kind of like a fix, actually. It's like what you want that hit again. You want to experience it again. So you, and you kind of go along and forget that feeling actually comes from within, and it's recognizing that feeling, or that part of yourself that is of the same frequency, and recognizing that you've done this before, you've been here before, you've learned this before, or learned some things before, otherwise we'd have to come back to do to relearn something. But so when you're meditating, or when you're recognizing a frequency that's the same or something that we've experienced before, it does resonate something within yourself that is quite magical. It's healing in a lot of ways. Sometimes people will first come to a meditation circle and they'll release and they'll cry, or they'll, and sometimes it's not even an emotion, it's just like a happy feeling, but it just runs through that thing, and it's that soul, that part of us recognizing that this is familiar. We are all spirit. And I think one of the reasons why I kind of want to talk about that is because I just kind of want to start you thinking about the frequency or the energy that you're sending out, and the frequency and the energy that you're receiving. What are you allowing into your energy, and what are you sending out? What music are you playing? I like that music. But yeah, and sometimes when things are not going right in our lives, or sometimes when things don't seem to be going according to your plan, it's because we're sending out, or we're sending out a frequency that's bringing that into our being, and it's quite often that's one of the things that is most difficult to accept is the energy that we're being, the energy that we're creating. And we all know that, you know, have a person that kind of that pushes those buttons, and you know, this is something that doesn't resonate or doesn't thing with yourself, but you quite often it's something that's the same. They're mirroring something to you that is the same. It's just like they're mirroring an energy, or they're mirroring something that is the same within yourself. And so it's just kind of being aware of that, and being aware of the energy that you're sending out, and the world that you're creating, because it's exactly what's happening. Is that if you believe something to be true, that's happening, you're going to create it, you're going to make it part of your world, and everything in that world is going to be the same. And it's like when you go into the thing, if you believe that you're not going to feel the same again about that, finding that, then that's the world that you're going to create. So if you just remember that feeling, or remember the energy or the frequency from spirit as it comes through, quite often it's just as simple as that. It's just as simple as that. It's just allowing whatever energies to be there. And there is that little bit of a misconception that an energy is bad. I feel like not all energy is bad. I feel like sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it makes a noise that you don't like. but those things are there for you to grow from, to heal from, and to work with, so that you can transmit a better frequency, I guess. So if you're looking at, you know, every the plants and everyone and everything transmitting that, just kind of like crystals, they are transmitters and receivers of energies. We're transmitters and receivers of energies. So send out the love.